Paul Barrett today was in court at the sentencing for the man that beat him last year outside the Wisconsin State Fair, Anthony Peters. Barrett gave a statement in which he asked for a tough sentence. He said he was just trying to do the right thing when he heard a woman crying for help, not knowing the woman was trying to get away from Mr. Peters. Instead, Barrett thought he was trying to help Peters' infant daughter. Then Peters beat him. The judge in the case, David Hancher, actually exceeded what the state suggested and gave 12 years to Mr. Peters. Mayor Barrett, it was interesting watching him. We saw pictures of him with a beaten face, beaten head, beaten hand, not typical gubernatorial candidate fare. His voice broke a little bit during his statement, but he got through it and afterwards sort of said he was satisfied with the outcome, but really said no one won because here was a young man, Mr. Peters, going away for 12 years at least in prison. And so it was a difficult 24 hours for Barrett, I guess. Last night he was out surveying flood damage and was on the television news at 9:45, live news conference, talking about that. Scott Walker, the Republican county executive, was out surveying damage today, looking at closed beach and so on. So they've been up in it at least to their ankles in the last 24 hours.
Sean, earlier this week, Barrett Walker and GOP hopeful Mark Newman were talking state budget and other issues. What are some of their latest proposals?
Well, they each had at least one. Barrett talked earlier this week about requiring lobbyists who lobby the executive branch in Wisconsin to report how much time they spend trying to influence the governor. Newman's proposal is perhaps the hardest to explain and maybe sort of drew the most scorn from the other candidates. The way it would work, as he put it, is if you volunteered, you could pay no property taxes at the end of 2011, and in exchange you start making monthly payments in 2012. He said this would put money in people's pockets that they could spend and give a jolt to the state's economy, but he also characterized it as a massive tax cut, and the other candidates took issue with that, called it more of a shell game and smoke and mirrors because it was really just adjusting when you pay your property taxes. Scott Walker's proposal had a different reception. He said that he would save local government's money by letting school districts buy into the state employee's health insurance plan. In this case, both Barrett and Newman said, you know, welcome to the table. We've been talking about this for months, and in fact, Walker's proposal does bear some similarities to ideas that those candidates threw out earlier.
Shifting now to the U.S. Senate race, which maybe had a slightly quieter week. First, Chuck, you reported on an issue tied to the federal stimulus package.
Right, there was a swearing-in ceremony for 47 police officers who are beginning training at the Milwaukee Safety Academy. They've been funded with stimulus dollars. Russ Feingold issued a press release the same day suggesting that Ron Johnson, one of the main Republican candidates, opposed the stimulus funding and therefore would oppose adding more police. Ron Johnson's campaign shot back that he favors hiring more police and fire, but where's the private sector jobs the stimulus backers originally suggested there'd be?
And, Sean, other notable events in the Senate race this week?
Well, the Senate voted to extend unemployment benefits to millions of Americans at a cost of billions of dollars. Russ Feingold voted for this. Republican Ron Johnson was critical of that because he said it would just add to the nation's debt. You have to figure, given the times that we're living in right now, that's an issue you hear more about in the campaign over the months to come.